Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
I assume you just end the reduced spell because you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Before I end it, I can end the spell now, or are you liking being a little guy?
The spell lasts for up to an hour, I think. I might be wrong.
How does time work in D&D?
Yeah.
However I frickin' say it does.
Okay.
It only lasts a minute. It's not a very long spell, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Never mind. How was that?
That was really eye-opening to walk in like someone else's shoes.
Yeah, you would have been about the same height as me, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, being a little guy, it's pretty good.
Really sucked.
What? Huh?
They're just looking up at everything.
And
so on.
As you venture further, you hear maybe 10 minutes after you've passed through that intersection, you hear boom, distantly another explosion. And it's not a big shutter, but
That's the four behind us.
Yeah.
They're on our tail.
Was the explosion coming from in front of us or behind us?
Behind. Yeah. It happens once, there's a short break, and then...
Ooh, I bet they tried to lick it.
It's like explosion after explosion after explosion, yeah.
Oh, they're just ping-ponging around.
That cannot be good for the stability of this cave, so we should probably move forward ASAP.
As you continue, at this point, you've been walking steadily down for about maybe an hour and a half. It's hard to tell time because you don't have watches or access to the sun right now. Mm. But you guesstimate it's been an hour or an hour and a half. And you start to notice that your surroundings stop beginning to look like tunnels and start beginning to look like the remains of a city. At first, it's just stuff like broken pottery, fossilized wood from carts, and even the remnants of walls. But then that eventually begins giving way to buildings, wide streets, and even literally signs indicating different directions. Now, do either of you know Draconic?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Draconic is the language of dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see these signs are written in Draconic. They indicate different directions like market center, maybe the uphills, the low hills, different like names of the city.
Hey, goats, I can read these signs. I forgot to also mention I can speak Draconic, which is handy. So basically...
A little fairy full of surprises.
Yeah, I play my cards close to my chest. Mm-hmm. I've been hurt before.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot. I mean, I've hurt.
From whom?
You won't stop. Shut up about your wife.
Yeah. I miss her so much. But this could be the one. This could be the one that gets me back. So, this sign says it leads towards a marketplace. This one, the hills. This one, the valley, basically. So on and so forth. That map you got there. Does it give any indication of where this draconic presence would be?
You check the map, and unfortunately,
the map.
As the map gets deeper and deeper down, it begins to get hazier and hazier. You can see that it's not been as well explored this far. So, unfortunately, at about where you are now, where you can tell you're no longer in tunnels, you can tell you're properly in what was once a city, but is now buried beneath the earth. You can see that this section is kind of just like, they're like, we don't really know at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, intrinsically, though, like, I'm very good explorer.
Yeah.
I can't get lost.
Hey, that's great. So, lead the way, then.
Let's go to the marketplace.
Okay.
Do a bit of shopping. Let's see.
Well, I don't know if any of the stalls will be active. But hey, we could be wrong. If we see anyone you need
Christmas
to talk to, just let me know. I should be able to communicate. Should. Big emphasis on should.
So, as you explore the city, so I said previously, the sign that you were looking at indicated, I think, hillside, sorry, it said high hills, it said market center, and then there was maybe a third direction that was like...
Low hills.
Low hills, yeah, sure. Which direction do you want to go?
We're going to go do some shopping.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. You head in that direction.
Actually, the more we walk this way, the more it actually makes a lot of sense because it's the market center. So I guess we're walking to the center of the city.
Yeah.
And also, I guess if I was a big red huge dragon, why not the city center?
Yeah.
Well, the opposite.
You've got a lot of needs, which the market
that's true.
Might meet.
That's true. You're a real thinker, Goats.
This space is truly cavernous. You're no longer in tunnels. You can't even see the ceiling anymore.
Whoa.
It's very high.
The ceiling must be at least 35 meters away.
More than.
What's that in feet?
120.
You, despite the fact that this is now a big open space, you still feel it's like an oppressive presence still all around you. It's walking through a dead underground city is a very eerie thing. Yeah. You, at first, you think it's like the whispers of the dead, but then you can tell, no, you can hear people.
Are you talking to me?
No. Trust me, you'd be able to tell. I have no inside voice.
I can hear something.
Well, that ain't me. Wait, hang on. Let me listen, because if it's draconic, I should be able to understand it.
You listen out. You can hear. It's not something magical. There's someone or something out there is talking.
Oh.
And they're speaking a language, but not one that you can identify. It's not draconic.
If it's an animal, can I hear it?
You strain. You can hear it as well. Okay. You make out that it is a language, but it doesn't sound like any language you know. You don't think it's an animal. Well, okay. I mean, other than, you know, that humans are an animal sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you don't know if it's humans. You just know that you don't know what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a bit unsettling.
Yeah.
We kind of don't.
At one point, as you're moving, you hear some rocks moving nearby. You look over, and you feel like you catch, just out of the corner of your eye, a figure darting behind a building.
Oh.
Hold
me.
Okay, here, come close.
You hold each other.
I think this is going to be okay. I mean, it doesn't seem like the dragon, which is the big thing we got to worry about. You handled
That's
the
true.
Spider spectacularly
like,
before.
Thank you very much.
I think, and worst case scenario, it's just those piece of shit adventurers trying to play a trick on us.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be other weird little minions.
It could be. Look, I prefer to remain optimistic.
Do you keep going? You're not in the market yet.
Oh. I guess
you're just heading towards
We'll just
it.
Keep holding. I'm sorry. We'll just keep walking.
Keep holding each other.
We can keep holding each other.
Yeah, we hold hands and walk together.
Okay.
I feel safer now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
This is nice.
It's very funny because you got to hold hands like that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You keep moving through towards the market. At a few points, you... at one point, Goats, you straight up fall over. The ground here is unstable. It feels like this entire place could sink even further at any time. You trip, stumble as the ground gives way.
Whoa!
an entire section just falls into a sinkhole. Goats, you thankfully, Johnny Tomato, thankfully you were holding hands.
With the buddy system.
Johnny Tomatoes is there to grab
Thank
you.
Thank goodness.
You will take 5 points of damage because you fall and then slam into the side of the sinkhole.
Yeah.
So 5 points of damage, and then Johnny Tomatoes needs to make a check to hold on to you, otherwise you're just going to fall.
Okay.
Johnny Tomatoes, pray for a high number. Okay, that was not a high number. You don't have anything for you don't have anything for a strength check.
Strength check.
Johnny Tomatoes. Goat slips.
Did you
through.
Let me go?
Goat slips Johnny. Through your fingers.
No, this is the one thing I promised I'd never do. Let you go. I thought it. I didn't say it out loud. I'm Goats, coming.
Goat flies into the darkness. You're falling for both an incredibly long amount of time and also it probably couldn't have been more than 5 seconds. Okay.
It's a long time to fall. Wow.
It's pretty far, yeah. You bang, hit the ground with a lot of force.
Oh.
You feel like your back has been broken. You take another 7 points of damage. So you've gone from 25 hit points down to 13 hit points.
Okay.
You've lost maybe half your health. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Now, thankfully, Johnny Tomatoes, as you can fly, you almost immediately land next to Goats. Goats, you can see, is quite badly hurt. You're now somewhere beneath the market.
I will, Goats. I'm just consulting my book to see if I have anything I can immediately heal you with. And let me just be honest, not looking good.
You can heal.
Can I have a quick rest?
You can have a quick rest. You also have the Cure Wounds spell.
Oh.
I'll roll the Cure Wounds once. Okay. We'll see how much you get. And you probably get, it depends unless you roll really well, but you're probably going to want to cast it again. We'll see.
Okay.
You heal 6 hit points. So from 13, you go up to 19. So your maximum is 25. You've got 19.
Okay.
You can cast it. Yeah, you're doing a bit better. Another Cure Wounds would bring you to very nearly full, if not actually full. But it's up to you if you think that's worth it.
I mean, I feel fine.
Yeah?
I don't think we'll do the ensnaring. We'll leave it. Leave it for another time.
You whisper a spell underneath your breath, and touching your back, you can feel some of your vertebrae popping back into place.
Yeah.
As you finish the spell, both of you look up and you see a face where you were but moments ago looking down at you. The face, you get like a second and then it's gone.
Oh no. That cannot be good.
Was it a face with a smirk?
You couldn't make it out.
Okay.
It was just very brief. It wasn't... I'll tell you enough, you know it wasn't one of the Manganel Raiders. Okay. Didn't have any of their appearances.
Was it a humanoid face?
Humanish, yeah.
Ooh. Humanish.
Yeah. Not humanoid. Yeah, humanish. Not human, but similar.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
so
I don't feel great after seeing that.
Yeah, well, I guess we now know we're not alone, which, I mean...
We had pretty strong...
Yeah, the pros are that now we know for sure. The cons are we don't know who the fuck that is or what they want or how much danger we're in now. But
and also that they're above us when we're in this hole.
Yeah, there is some talk about a higher ground being famously good, but
I think maybe
it'll be okay. Now, we have two options here. Option number one. I don't love this one, but it is an option.
Okay.
I go up.
I don't love that.
Not to abandon you, just to see what's going on, and then I come back down.
Okay.
Option two. We walk. Wait, can I see the walls? Like, is it like a very obvious just like a hole, or is it like a cave?
There is a darkness ahead, or like a tunnel, or there's more space here that you could explore. Okay. It feels very treacherous, though.
Oh.
Option two. We explore down here, but I'm getting a vibe that it's potentially treacherous.
But you know that I'm good at map.
You are great at map, and we do have a buddy system that
has questionable results.
We haven't died yet. Yeah.
You're still alive, and I'm still alive, and
we've both got our tongues,
and we have each other, and we both still have our tongues. Which will be important, I guess, if we want to taste anything later.
Exactly.
Or talk.
I don't know. I don't know, Johnny. Should we Thelma and Louise this like hold hands and walk into the treacherous abyss? Or
the idea of just walking forward and just exploding. Whoa, just like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Okay, well, So
your option is to fly it. Look, if you really
basically,
want
to
do that.
Basically, it would just be to get.
You have to come back.
I will come back for you, goats.
Thank you.
I'll never leave you behind. Another thing that going up will potentially help is that I can suss out, see if there's like a ladder or something, try and get you out of the hole.
I think you have rope. Yeah, you have some rope.
I have rope. I'm good at rope.
You're good at rope.
I'm good at rope.
We have so many secrets that we just have not been telling each other.
Sorry that I forgot.
How many feet of rope do you have?
50 feet.
How deep's the hole?
The hole is only 30 feet. You easily have enough to climb out of here.
Give me one end of the rope. I'll fly up. I'll tie it to something. I'll give you the signal. I can help pull, and you can climb up.
I'm strong enough to climb.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately not quite strong enough to help in any meaningful way. I gotta hit the fairy gym.
You're not nearly bumping.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Emotional support means everything, though.
Hey, anytime, goats. I'll grab your rope, hold on to the other end, and I'll let you know when you can start climbing.
You just be careful up there.
I promised I will always come back for you. And that means I can't possibly die in this potentially stupid decision.
You find, I would say, you find a section of a building nearby that has a space big enough for you to loop around. And you think this wall looks sturdy enough that it's going
to
carry.
I will say it is very nice to know the moment I stuck my head out of the hole, it didn't get cut off or something.
You're absolutely right. You probably very cautiously poke your head up. You see nothing in all directions other than, you know, the city around you.
Nothing different from before we fell in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like the figure wasn't even here. You fly over to that section of the wall. You loop the rope around. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's going to be sturdy enough. And then you climb up.
Goats! I've tied the rope up.
I'm waiting for your signal.
Okay, I fly. I stick my head back down in the hole. Goats, it's me, Johnny.
Is that Johnny Tomatoes?
Yeah, Johnny Tomatoes. Hey,
okay,
look,
great.
I'll come down and prove it's me.
Okay.
Fly down.
Yes.
Goat, see, look, it's me.
Oh, thank God.
All right, so I'm going to fly back up
And I hold on to the rope just so that if anything looks like starts going wrong or whatever, I can at least give you a heads up.
Okay.
It should Thank be fine, you. Though. The coast yeah. is well and truly clear
coast
up
is
there.
Clear?
Coast
okay.
is clear.
Okay. I
go back up to the building, stand with the rope.
Yep.
You climb up without any incident. You're out of the hole.
I'm out of the hole.
It's great to see you above hole. Now,
it's great to see you sans hole. Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
So I will say that this probably gives us an indication that the ground around here, not the best to stand on.
But I will say, as system of holding hands, really worked.
It worked in... If I remember correctly, it meant that you took two lots of damage because you slammed into the side of the wall and then fell down.
Would have taken the same amount of damage regardless.
Yeah. Hand holding is definitely the key. Let's keep holding hands and move forward.
All right.
Thank you.
You arrive at the market, the market center.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot of dilapidated buildings. Most of it is just empty ghost town type stuff, with the exception of one building, which you can see has plants and fungus spilling out of it.
Oh, fungus.
It looks very much like nature reclaiming the space.
Now, ghosts,
I like the look of this place.
I know your first instinct is going to be one to taste something. I wouldn't recommend.
But
it could be delicious, yes.
Yes. And it might have healing powers.
Could have healing powers, could give you a strength buff or something, but it could also just blow your head clean off.
But we won't know unless...
As a
Or
very
do you want to lick it?
No.
One of us is going to have to lick it.
As a strong supporter of the buddy system, I do worry about my health if you choose to lick something that could go boom. Especially based on the fact that the last time we encountered some fungi in this very room, it was explosive.
Yeah, but those...
Goats, you're your own person. I'll follow your lead.
Oh, but the ones that were exploding were red capped, I believe. Looking at these.
They were translucent and blue. Okay. They were translucent and blue.
I can't see color.
Reaching down for a translucent blue one. No, yeah, they were translucent and blue. They looked like that classic red cap mushroom.
I got confused. Yeah. Okay, so what color is this fungi?
Well, there's many different types of different shapes, varieties, colors. Okay. You don't spot any of the ones that you saw previously, though.
Okay.
All right, before you lick anything, maybe find a little rock or something and just hit one that's a bit further away. So if it does go boom, we're safe. That would be my suggestion. I can tell you're so curious. And I cannot stress enough, I support this.
Okay, great.
Just.
But you want me to just throw a rock?
I would prefer if you did something that
a rock
wouldn't
first.
Kill okay. either of us. Yes.
Okay. Can I find a rock?
Yeah, there's plenty of rocks.
Okay, like I pick up then a handful of rocks.
Oh no.
And throw a handful of little rocks. They're just little.
Yeah, but I'm more worried about how many mushrooms this is going to hit at the same time.
Okay.
You scatter some rocks into the field of, it's not just mushrooms, there's other plants you can see that have just forced their way out of this building and into the market square.
Okay.
You throw it into the mass of plants and there's no reaction.
Yes, I do. Okay. Well, does that satisfy?
It satisfies my desire
then
to not
give
be
me your
up.
Hand while I go and lick this.
All right. I get like yanked off in a direction.
You slowly lick your way through the plants.
Great.
Yeah, it's a lot of different tastes.
There's a lot of different tastes.
Yeah.
Any of them
textures.
Good?
And textures. This one's a bit slimy. This one's salty. Whoa. That one's kind of sweet, actually.
You are able to identify a lot of these plants. They're, you recognize a pattern, actually, to the plants. You can
I'm
see-
good at plant.
You're good at plant. You are.
You are good at plant. Yeah.
You recognize that a lot of these ones would be have useful properties.
Yeah.
So are mostly beneficial. So you're like, oh, this is willow bark. This is good for a headache. Oh, this is X mushroom. This is wolfsbane plant. It's good for fending off wolves.
Great. So can any of them heal me? that I can lick and then get back up to 25 or whatever.
You could try to gather some ingredients for that if you wanted to, but it'd take a while to brew such a potion.
Okay.
As you're making your way through, though, you eventually get to the building that they're spilling out of. And Johnny Tomatoes, you can see that there is a sign saying Alchemy Supplies. So this was once obviously an alchemical store.
It says Alchemy Supplies. This was obviously an alchemic store.
You, in your effort to taste everything.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, some of these would be poisonous. I assume you're avoiding them.
Yeah, because I know plant.
Yes, because so you know plant, yes.
Yeah, so I'm avoiding the yucky ones that would make me sick.
Of course.
Just really soaking up all the different, the variety of tastes happening. There's sweet, salty, umami.
Whoa.
Some of them are like really coating the back of my tongue. You sure you don't want to get into this?
Oh, we were.
Johnny.
If there's any good ones, sure, I'll try it out.
No. You have a good feed.
Oh,
it's nice.
I should have trusted you from the get-go.
I've been saying that.
It's been
this
sad.
Buddy system's been nothing but rewarding for me. That embrace was a good idea.
Exactly.
You can see in this, in what's left of this building, it's partially collapsed away, but it is still mostly intact.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that the front end is a store where one would have once bought
these alchemicals. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that. The alchemy supplies have taken root and have grown, reclaimed this space. But there are some potions still here as well.
Ooh.
You can start going through them if you want. You can also see that the back section of this building was once a classroom. There are desks and chairs, and there's a big blackboard with some notation written on it.
Well,
You can't see the back room very well, though.
Okay.
You would have to... That would be like a separate walk thing forward. To go explore, okay.
I'm curious to what the blackboard says, and if it's draconic, I should be able to read it.
It's just lots of, I will not lick plants.
Well, if
many
it says that,
over and over.
I won't communicate it. Don't worry about it. But if you want to have a look at the potions, I'll go suss what the blackboard says.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you have to let go of each other. You have to stop holding hands.
That is sad.
I think we could, maybe we should tie the rope so that we're at least still somehow connected.
You can do that, yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we are now very prone to separation anxiety. I understand. It's nice to be close.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
So,
it's good for you to look at the potions because I'm not great with medicine. In fact, if I had to put a numerical value on how I feel about medicine, I would say, it would say probably -1.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Goats?
Well, that's my charisma, apparently. Not trying to read too much into that, but...
That's okay. I have +4. I'm sure you can tell.
Goats, you do so well at identifying these potions that you actually get a good boy card.
Oh!
So you can draw another one.
I'm going to be a good boy. Oh, not dead yet.
Hey, that one's much better than the piece of shit I have.
Great. Okay. You may gain the benefits of a short rest. If I need to roll death saving throws,
so like, that will set of rules.
Clear.
It's when
that
you get to zero hit points. Yeah, don't worry about that.
So hey, right. If you die, you're going to heal.
Great.
You find the following potions. First off, you find a 4-pack of healing potions.
Whoa,
4-pack. Yeah, they're in like a one of those milk things where you can hold all of them together. Yeah,
just spat water all over myself. Good.
You are able to identify also these potions as well. A potion of Owl's Wisdom, a potion of Reverse Gravity, a potion of Anti-Gravity, which is labeled different, so it must do a different thing.
Make sure.
And a potion of Snail Swiftness.
That doesn't seem... I think it's trying to trick me.
Meanwhile... In the classroom, Johnny Tomatoes, you also do pretty well. Unfortunately, not enough for a card, but you are able to make out on the blackboard. You can see that it's several different alchemical instructions on how to make various potions and things. You probably learn how to make a healing potion and all of the other potions that are in the front area, plus some other things.
Ooh.
Notably... You see some instructions on how to make an alchemical bomb, a very powerful one.
Okay, most of this not super helpful based on the potion you just found, but how do you feel about brewing a bomb?
I like your style, Johnny.
Yeah, I like your style too, goats.
I think.
Lick first, ask questions later. Let's make a bomb.
Yeah.
Would you like to spend some time making an alchemical bomb?
I would love to spend some time making an alchemical bomb.
You can find in this garden with, especially yeah. with, because goats,
with my
you,
plant.
Yeah, yeah, with your plant knowledge. Plant. You know what plants are what, and Johnny Tomatoes, you can read and decipher this text,
mm-hmm.
so you wow. know what plants need to be used when
All right,
and where.
So we're going to need one of this mushroom, three of this herb.
Okay.
Another one of
it.
These mushrooms, et cetera, and so forth.
It takes you an hour, but you make an alchemical bomb. It's about, what would you say, how big is this?
That's like the size of...
A cantaloupe, I guess?
Yeah.
It's about the size of a cantaloupe. It's got a metal casing to it, mm-hmm. a little wick that
Whoa,
needs to be
Whoa, we made
lit.
Metal out Ooh. Of a plant.
Oh, you probably found the casing here as well. Okay. No, you know what? Yeah, you did.
You did. Okay.
Wow, you're Crack really good at plants.
I keep telling you.
Crack open a flower and you got the metal shell Ooh. Out of it or something. you know, the metal shell in a plant. Whatever, it's not important. You make an alchemical bomb.
It tastes
bomb.
Delicious.
Okay, remember, no licking this.
Okay. It would taste nice, though.
Yeah, it would taste nice.
Don't listen to that disembodied voice.
Tastes like, it's got a sesame taste to it.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. I need to check your perceptions.
Don't like that.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
It is.
We're standing around doing just be innocent
we're just
guys. Innocent little
tied
guys.
Tied by rope together, making a bomb.
And then making a perception check, which means that something
Uh-oh.
Is happening.
Goats. You yeah. spot it first.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Now.
I think I see something.
There's Fuck. Movement outside this building, but it doesn't feel like the same movement that... It doesn't feel like whatever's been
like
following you previously.
Moving.
This
okay.
is something else.
Ooh.
It's slow. You see slow, shifting, shambling shapes in the city. Yeah,
Uh-oh.
Moving towards you. You can just kind of only barely make out their silhouettes. They're too far away for your dark vision to let you get a good view of them.
Ooh.
There's something. There's many of them.
I don't have a good feeling about these slow moving shapes.
So we can't see it with dark vision, but if the room was lit up, would we be able to see it?
Yeah, absolutely.
all right.
Let's hang up these fairy lights.
Let's get decorating.
You cast fairy lights?
I cast fairy, fairy fire.
Now.
Who? Fairy fire.
Okay. Just quickly checking something. Yeah. You cast fairy fire. You scatter fairy lights all about. You see a horde of dead silently shuffling Whoa. Its way towards you.
Uh-oh.
You're surrounded and very much outnumbered. I'm letting the two of you know right now, this does not look like a fight you could win.
Okay, so I'm in two minds about this very quickly. One... I don't know how I feel about lighting up this room, but I guess it's better to know now
to know.
That we're fucked.
It's good to know.
rather than just wandering around into it.
If you stay in this building, you're going to be trapped. Okay. You got to get out of the
we
building.
We got to get out. We got to get out.
All right. Out Let's... that nearest window.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.